chances are, if you've been looking for affordable housing in Wisconsin lately, you haven't had as many options as you might like. The state needs more than 100,000 additional housing units to catch up with current demand and to meet the needs of the next decade. That's according to a report from Forward Analytics, the research arm of the Wisconsin Counties Association. The groups behind a new package of bills in the state legislature hope they can address at least some of the supply side of the housing issue. State Senator Romaine Quinn is a Republican representing Senate District 25 in northern Wisconsin. It includes Rice Lake, Spooner, Park Falls, and Phillips. He's a co-sponsor of this package of four bills. I talked to him yesterday afternoon.
Well, I think a lot of people have encountered the problem of high-cost housing. We've talked about a lot on the show. Can you tell us what you're seeing as the scope of the problem we're trying to solve here?
Well, frankly, we're in a housing crisis right now, and it doesn't matter what income level you are or where you live in the state. There is a critical shortage and a critical need into every corner. So it's a good thing and a bad thing. It's a bad thing. It's this big of a problem, but it's a good thing because it finally has the attention of the entire legislature, because no one is immune from the shortage of housing today.
Before we get into the particulars of the bills you're looking at, let's talk about the process a little bit and who you've had at the table. That's an interesting part of the story, I think.
Yeah, everybody. So I just want to give a shout out to Representative Rob Brooks. He really initially spearheaded this, and he brought everyone to the table. So the Builders Association, the Realtors Association, the League of Municipality, Towns Association, counties, anyone that would have a stake or an impact in the development of housing. And so I'm pretty excited because we have had everyone at the table. I think we're really almost 99% there, just have a few technical tweaks left. But these bills are ready to roll.
All right, let's dig into some of the particulars in the bills here. Let's start with this idea of right zoning or truth in zoning aimed at helping local governments get projects approved and off the ground.
So developers need certainty. That's a huge component of this. They have to know that when they find a plot of land in a particular area that's zoned a particular way, when they develop a project, they have to know it's going to be approved in a timely manner, because our construction season is very short in northern Wisconsin. And if it's not here, they'll build somewhere else. So what we want to do is say, hey, communities, go back and look through your ordinances, through your master plans, through your zoning requirements. And is this really where you want to be? Or could there be more flexibility? Because once these are set, you have to approve projects that fit your criteria. So communities would no longer be allowed to move the ball on developers when a project is trying to come in. We've seen this in a few communities where some neighbors come and complain to their council members or planning commission, and pretty soon the project keeps changing and keeps getting whittled down. And instead of 90 units, it's 60 units. And all of a sudden, it's cost prohibitive. It just doesn't pencil out. So we just want to say, whatever rules you have, you choose. The state's not telling you, but then you have to actually follow them and approve projects in a timely manner that fit them.
Now, I could see maybe somebody listening saying, hey, wait a minute, that was me. I lived in a neighborhood. I saw a development that I think would have negatively affected traffic or what have you. And they might worry, is this taking away my ability to go to my representatives and have a say in what goes on in my neighborhood?
Nope, you absolutely can still do that. But what you would want to do is talk to your council member or your representatives to say, hey, what is our master plan today? Where does my house fit in that? And do I like what's on the books? So it's really going to require them to go through and do a final review process to say, hey, knowing that we have to actually approve projects based on our current regulations, what are our current regulations? And are they what we want to see today and tomorrow? And we'll fix those. So this bill does give them time. It's a year before implementation, and that's why even the League of Municipalities is neutral on the bill. They're not opposing it because we're not necessarily telling you what to do. We're just saying, hey, get your house in order and follow your own rules once they're established.
Another bill aims to provide loans for a Main Street housing rehabilitation, in some cases using those second and third floors, I think, of a downtown building. Tell us about that one.
Yeah, I don't think there is a Main Street anywhere in any little community in Wisconsin that does not have spaces that are unused above their downtown businesses. So we want to incentivize and help developers or those business owners to say, hey, look up. And those apartment spaces that are used for storage or were just abandoned, can we refurbish those and create some downtown housing, which, again, fixes our housing problem, but also helps to revitalize those businesses in downtown areas that we're always struggling to do. So it's a win-win there, I think, for people looking for housing and for the businesses in our downtown areas.
Now, if I'm a developer, I could say, okay, I can go on the outskirts of town and do a, you know, whatever, 20, 30 units, or I can do what, one or two units at a time. How are you hoping the structure of these loans will incentivize a developer to pay attention to that kind of project?
Yeah, and that's part of the problem is they're never going to come into a downtown and do that unless they have to cheap or free capital. So these are 0% loans that would go towards these projects. And so it helps to sweeten the pot in the bottom line just a little bit, where maybe they would take a second look.
Talking to State Senator Romaine Quinn about a series of bills aimed at tackling the high cost of housing in communities around the state. Another bill on the list, Senator, is what people have called the Shopko bill. Now, my Shopko I used to go to, I understand, is being used as a, you know, rental storage facility. This bill is aimed at getting vacant commercial properties converted. It's a tall order, in some cases easier said than done, into residential. What does this one do?
Exactly what you just said. We want to take some of these abandoned, blighted, or underutilized properties that probably have a pretty good location based upon the existing business or what business was there, and reconvert those into housing. So we would, again, give you a 0% loan to either demolish, take those down, and build back into residential housing, or if you can actually refurbish them and make them fit for housing opportunities. We want to help developers do that as well.
And then finally, there is another loan program. Now, I've had friends buy an older building, and wow, it's a good thing they know what they're doing. It's a tall order, takes a lot of work and renovation. Another piece of legislation targets some of those older residential buildings. What does this one do?
Yeah, as we are looking at expanding housing opportunities, we got to stop the bleed. We got to stop losing the housing stock we already have today. So if I can help you with a zero interest loan to put that roof on, to put that siding on, or change those windows out and keep your property from deteriorating to the point of no return, let's do that. And then there's, a 0%, you have the ability to pay that back over time or with the sale of your home, trying to make sure that we're keeping the stock we already have. Wisconsin historically has quite a bit older housing stock compared to other states, and especially in my district, like the city of Superior, has some of the oldest housing stock in the entire state. So we just want to make sure as we're expanding opportunities, we got to be able to keep what we have as well.
Now, a lot of these involve loans, 0% loans, which sounds pretty good given that interest rates have gone up lately. Can you talk about that approach of a loan as opposed to, say, tax credits or direct investment or other fiscal options?
Well, I think it's hard when we start talking about grants, right? You know, what businesses, who are they? Because this is taxpayer dollars, and we have to be fiscally responsible with that. So by having a 0% loan, we're giving you the capital you need to get these projects off the ground, but it will come back to us in a revolving loan fund, and that's the best part. So let's say I'm a community and I need $1 million or $2 million to retrofit an old Shopko building downtown. Well, when I pay that back, that goes back into the pool, and it's going to fund the next project in the next community with someone doing the same thing. So we have a lot of one-time money in this budget. I can't think of anything better than setting some aside in a revolving fund that will continue to make gains on the issue of housing that we have.
As we wrap up, Senator Quinn, what's the timeline on this package of legislation?
Well, I had a hearing on them all in my committee last week. We are working on some real technical minor changes. There's a few amendments being jockeyed around, but we're very, very close. So I'm hoping to exec these out of the Senate committee by next week.
Senator Quinn, thanks again for sharing this with us today.
Thanks for having me.
That was State Senator Romaine Quinn, Republican representing Senate District 25 in northern Wisconsin. I talked to him yesterday about a package of affordable housing bills he's co-sponsoring in the legislature. Coming up, we're going to hear some responses to these bills from the president of the Wisconsin Council for Affordable and Rural Housing, and you could join in at 800-642-1234. What does the supply of affordable housing look like where you live in Wisconsin? Do you work in one place and have to live fairly far away because that's the closest you can afford? Is the market you want to buy a house or rent an apartment in Wisconsin or beyond affordable for you? Call in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or email ideas@WPR.org. We'll pick up the conversation coming up on Central Time. It's Central Time. I'm Rob Verrett. We continue our talk about a new set of legislative proposals to address the shortage of affordable housing in Wisconsin. Russell Caney is with us now, president and co-founder of the Wisconsin Council for Affordable and Rural Housing. Russell, welcome to Central Time.
Thanks. Thanks for the invite.
Can you tell us, first of all, a little bit about your organization and what it does?
Sure. The Wisconsin Council for Affordable Rural Housing was established in 1997 by a group of developers and property managers and others that really saw a need for education, advocacy, and collaboration with other funders across the state of Wisconsin in affordable housing, but with a real emphasis on the rural parts of the state.
I think sometimes when people think of affordable housing problems, they might think in a, you know, a growing city, an urban environment. Can you talk about some of the challenges in rural and smaller town Wisconsin?
Sure. Across Wisconsin, as we know, there's some real economic drivers in the state, Madison, Milwaukee, kind of the triangle down to Beloit, and really growth areas. But when we get to a lot of the smaller communities, particularly the ones that we hear from and where we have a number of people that are in our organization, they have different circumstances. They may have an opportunity to recruit a business, teachers, others to their community, but the housing many times is a barrier to get people into those communities. Not only just the inventory of housing that might be available, both rental and home ownership, but then just what the cost is for that particular housing. So we see that all over the state.
Senator Quinn used the word crisis there. Do you think that's overstating it, or is there a crisis, at least in some communities?
No, I think crisis is a good word. There's nothing like a crisis. I think what he's done, and I applaud him for his efforts, what he's done is elevate the conversation so that it's including all parts of the state. And I particularly like his position from the standpoint of speaking from northern Wisconsin, where a lot of housing issues have just not been addressed.
Let's get your thoughts on a couple of the proposals we heard from the senator. First, the bill to revitalize main streets in Wisconsin with incentives for developers to work on those units, as we heard, above those downtown storefronts.
Yeah, that is a program that I think would work very well under the right legislation and put together the right way. Wisconsin has always had a very supportive and strong Main Street program, which was developed by the National Trust. And that has worked with a number of communities in the past. And what you do see in Wisconsin is you have a lot of federal funds for housing that come down to the state and then are distributed to different developers through Wisconsin agencies that basically administer those funds. I applaud all these bills, really, because they're really generating activity in the state of Wisconsin and not depending so much on the federal government and those federal funds flowing down. Now, with any of these bills, I think it's important to realize that the more that you can leverage with federal funds that are already coming into the state of Wisconsin, the better off everyone will be, because you'll be able to create more housing. The Main Street program, I can go through many of the downtown communities and look up, as he was mentioning, and seeing a lot of vacant space that could be put to good use, particularly in housing.
And another bill incentivizing rehabilitation renovation of single-family homes. How big a deal is that in rural communities?
Well, it is, because we have old housing stock in Wisconsin, and particularly when you go to some of the rural communities, you'll see homes that were many times built in the after World War II, many before that. Many of them need upgrades, energy upgrades, windows, doors, you name it. Sometimes these things are taken care of when the home is sold and someone moves in and does a rehab of the home. But many times these are longtime homeowners that need help and just those upgrades and keeping those homes in good condition for the next potential owner down the road.
Talking to Russell Caney with the Wisconsin Council for Affordable and Rural Housing, looking at a lack of affordable housing availability in many communities around the state. Some new proposals in the state legislature aimed at tackling at least parts of that problem. Let's bring on a caller at 800-642-1234. John is with us in Milwaukee. John, hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good. What did you want to bring up?
Well, so I'm very interested in this topic, and I commend the intention behind these bills. I'm confused by the way Senator Quinn described the bill pertaining to homeowners getting a loan to rehab. He gave the example of a roof on an old house, for instance. He was talking about those homeowners being able to get a zero interest rate loan in the same way that these bills provide for developers. But in the copy of that bill that I was able to get, it actually explicitly changes the law to prohibit homeowners from receiving a zero interest rate loan from WIDA, and instead takes away that ability and requires that there be an interest rate charged to homeowners, while simultaneously requiring that these loans be offered at a zero interest rate to developers. I suppose it's possible that the text of the bill that I was able to get from the LRB, you know, has been changed while this is in negotiations. But that's something I really hope that Senator Quinn could clear up, because the text of the bill I've been able to find contradicts what he just told you.
John, thanks for the call. Russell, this is a moving target. Do you know how that is shaken out so far, that specific detail on 0% interest loans for that homeowner during renovations we were talking about?
Yeah, I do not. But I would say that, you know, there's need for both. I think from current homeowners that need to do the repairs and do the rehab and just don't have the funding, that would be helpful. I can also see where there's a lot of abandoned homes or homes that have gone through foreclosure that may be picked up by a developer or a builder. And to incentivize them to come in and do a good rehab, not just patch things together and then just rent it out in a condition that's really not appropriate for good living space. I can see where that would be a good incentive for developers, builders, particularly ones that are emphasizing or are really into the rehab business.
John, thanks for calling in and pointing that out. Russell, you were just out visiting, I understand, some apartment renovation projects yesterday in Grant County. Can you tell us some of what you saw and how it fits into our conversation?
Yeah, our organization has a developer and management company that took on and bought from a nonprofit a 39-unit development that was for originally built back in the 1970s for seniors. This was in Cuba City, Wisconsin, a small community of 2,100 people. And there's no other dedicated senior housing in that particular community. So this property was, frankly, just tired. It needed a lot of work, a lot of rehab. It was still occupied, people still living there. But along with some ARPA funds and some affordable housing program funds from the Federal Home Loan Bank, tax credits from WIDA, patching together other bits and pieces of funding, there was a complete rehab of the 39 units. So they had a reopening yesterday with community folks there, gave a tour of some of the units. So it was really nice to see a property that has been rehabbed and will be in good shape now going into 2024 and beyond for seniors in that community.
That's interesting, Russell, because I think a lot of times about this housing issue as, you know, workforce housing, workers being able to afford to live in or near the place they work. Can you talk about seniors and how communities are dealing with that for people who want to retire and stay in the community they've lived in and age in place as much as they can in the community they've been living in?
You know, aging in place is important. If they can stay in their home, particularly as they get older and start having some physical disabilities and such, there's all kinds of rehab that can be done to older homes to attempt to keep folks and seniors in their homes, whether it be ramps or doing some modifications to the bathrooms and such. The other important part is just to have some other alternatives available in that particular community, whether it be assisted living, whether it be apartments that are appropriate for seniors, again, with maybe no-step type one-floor access to units. A lot of the seniors want to stay in their communities as they get older. They don't want to have to make a choice of moving away to get good housing and then leave their friends, their churches, their communities behind. So it's important, and we have a senior population that's large in Wisconsin and really is a backbone of a lot of these communities.
Russell, we'll leave it there. Thanks again for joining us today.
You're welcome.
That's Russell Caney, president and co-founder of the Wisconsin Council for Affordable and Rural Housing. He joined us for a look at efforts to build more affordable housing units around the state with four new bills on the issue in the state legislature. Just a little while ago, we heard from State Senator Romaine Quinn, co-sponsor of that legislation, talking about what it would do, the impact it might have. Now, we want to hear from you. You can share your story if you've been on a quest to find housing, rental or buying something. Tell us about it. Did it go easily? Were you able to find something you could afford? Are you still looking? Are you having to get something that's really technically out of your price range to live where you want or need to live? Let us know. You can email ideas at WPR.org. That's ideas at WPR.org. Or is there a piece of this story you want to hear more about? It's something we could tackle in a future conversation or pass along to our news team. Again, email ideas at WPR.org with your experiences or your questions.